This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day 7, and today's devotion is titled, God Answers Prayer. God Answers Prayer. Our scripture memory for today comes from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. It says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that thou would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Do you ever feel like when you pray, God does not hear you? Maybe there's something that you've prayed for a really long time and you haven't seen an answer to prayer. Or maybe you've been hurt in the past because something didn't go the way you had hoped. Perhaps a loved one died and you prayed so hard that loved one would be healed. Or maybe you lost your job or something else bad happened and you felt like God wasn't there when you really needed him. A few days ago, we talked about how God's timing is not our timing and how sometimes he doesn't answer prayers the way we think he should. So it can become easy for us to get discouraged because we doubt God. We don't trust him. And it's important as a person who professes to believe in Jesus Christ and to worship God, it's important that we place our trust in him no matter what happens. I love the verse found in Job chapter 13, verse 15. You may know it by heart. It says, Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Where is your trust today? Do you trust God no matter what happens? Do you trust him even if he doesn't answer the prayers that you've prayed the way you think they should be answered? There's so much more to prayer than simply taking our pleas before God. Prayer not only offers us a chance to lift up our concerns, our fears, and our requests, it offers us a chance to have a relationship with him. We talked a lot about this yesterday. When we pray, we have the opportunity to hear God's voice more clearly in our hearts. God wants to spend time with us each day. When we pray, our faith is strengthened, our attitudes are adjusted, and our prayers are laid before the Father. I love the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S, for praying. A stands for adoration. When we first come to God, the first things that we utter should praise his holy name. Tell him how wonderful and glorious he is. Next is the letter C, stands for confession. After we've praised and adored our Father, we should be thinking about our own sins. What's keeping us separated from Christ? What's keeping us from really having a deep relationship with God? How have we messed up this time? We need to repent and wipe the slate clean. We need to ask forgiveness on a daily basis and ask for help each day so that we can be better prepared for the temptations that come our way. T stands for thanksgiving. You've been so blessed. Even if things are falling apart around you, I'm sure that you can find blessings in your life. Acknowledge those blessings to God. Thank him for them. And S stands for supplication. After we've adored God, after we've confessed our sins, and after we've thanked him for our blessings, we can lift up our petitions before God. He wants us to bring our worries to him, our fears and our concerns. And this is where our scripture memory comes in for today. Let's look at the prayer of Jabez again. It said, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Jabez was in need of God's help. We're not told much more about this man, We know that his mother bore him in pain and called him Jabez, which means sorrow. We also know that he was more honorable than his brothers. His prayer is listed in the midst of a long record of genealogy, yet there was something special about this man that stood out, causing his prayer to be recorded. God answered the prayer of Jabez, and he wants to answer your prayers too. He wants to bless your life. Prayer is so important. Don't negate the importance of having that time in the morning to spend with God. You need that time with God, alone and in the quiet. I mentioned the other day how when God answers prayer, sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is not right now. And sometimes the answer is yes. The Bible says that God's ways are not our ways. And the Bible also says that all good things work together for good for them who love the Lord. We can trust God to do what is right, what is just, and what is fair. And we may not always understand why he answers prayers the way he does. Maybe that's the hard part of following God, the not knowing or not understanding always. But he loves you so much. He wants to spend time with you. Sometimes I think that perhaps we hinder our own prayers with the things that we either are doing or not doing in our own lives. Matthew 25:23 says, "His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.'" Are you faithful in the little things? Are you faithful in the little things that God has put you in charge of right now? Some prayers perhaps we're told not now or wait, because God is teaching us a lesson. How can he expand our territory, like Jabez said, if we're not even faithful in the small things, in the few things that he's already put us in charge of? Is there something God's trying to teach you today by saying wait? I can't count the times over the years where I have prayed for something, and maybe years have gone by before I've seen an answer to that prayer. There's been other times where prayers have been answered when it came right down to the wire, and I felt like there was no hope and that God was not going to grant my request. And there have been other prayers that I'm still waiting to see an answer. If you're still waiting on an answer to prayer, don't give up. God has shown me many times that I need to be more patient and to learn to wait on him. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Be of good courage. Don't give up on God. He's not giving up on you. If you haven't committed a lot of scripture to your memory, I want you to start. When you have God's word hidden in your heart, it's like carrying around the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are told to put on the armor of God, and his word will help us in our daily battles. His word also helps us in our prayers. We can use scripture promises in our prayer time, and our prayers will be made that much stronger. Keep using your prayer journal. Write down the things that God is showing you. What are some things that you're waiting on God about? Think about the lessons he may be trying to teach you. Ask God to help you be faithful in the small things so that he can put you in charge of many things. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. Lord, sometimes we don't understand why you answer the prayers the way you do. But help us to trust you no matter what your answer is. Help us to be of good courage. Strengthen our hearts. Make us strong, so that in the days to come, we won't fall weak to temptation. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, "Wives, Submit to Your Husbands."